You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dutchie, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you're still listening to the Common Sense Show. If you just joined us, you missed a riveting interview with Bob Griswold, who really walked us through a lot of different scenarios and what you need to do to be prepared. Our thanks to Bob for joining us. In fact, you'll be getting a call from me in the next couple of days. I got to find out more about this portable solar. This portable solar sounds fantastic, and it's so reasonably priced. And if you didn't catch his website or you're just joining us, Bob's website is readymaderesources.com. Again, that's readymaderesources.com. And his number is 1-800-627-3809. That's 800-627-3809. Take a look on the website tonight after the show and give Bob a call tomorrow. And I'd be asking about the solar, because I'm telling you, you're going to need some kind of power source if the grid goes down. Well, anyway, we're officially in our health segment for this half hour with my friend and almost my doctor. You know, Katie, I stayed legal, almost my doctor. She has help me back to health in prior calamities, and she's got a wealth of information tonight, and I would suggest getting out the pad, getting out the pencil, and taking notes on what Katie is going to be talking about. Katie, I know that you've got a lot of stuff to get through, so let me just throw it over to you and let's go with it.
Well, hi, Dave. Thanks. Yes, I'm going to pretty much take the ball and run with it on the theme tonight of the time is growing short. So, and I don't want to scare people, but definitely let's take a look at what's happening around us. So over the last 8 months since we started this health segment on the Common Sense Show, we have covered many, many topics that I believe are pretty crucial in helping people understand and navigate the lies and disinformation concerning our health. So yes, time may be growing short for our health, or to take our health back, and honestly, there's going to be an onslaught of our freedoms of choice when it comes to health care, healthy foods, clean water, and all the essentials we need to survive and thrive on a daily basis. So that's why I think the first segment in this segment, pay attention and listen and really think about your preparations as a whole. But my goal has been to turn your average person into a self-empowered citizen. That's what I've tried to do during these shows. And I'm hoping to glean information from reputable alternative news sources and to share the tools to become researchers of their own environment. I mean, I want people to question and rightfully challenge the system we've come to rely on and the protocols we've come to trust. We were all raised on these protocols, on this cultural, you know, what I keep pounding away at the medical matrix. So the Common Sense Show is adding thousands of new listeners, Dave, from around the world every single week. I see the analytics from my blog, and it's stunning who's out there and listening. I know this from emails and calls. I receive calls from as far away as Uruguay to Asia, emails from Sri Lanka, Ukraine, people, and all across the United States. People are hungry for truth. And they're sick, literally, and tired of the garbage that they've been fed, you know, about mind and body. And I hear it and I read it every week. Sometimes, to me, it gets a little overwhelming, but God has placed me here, not of my own doing, but I believe of His doing. So much of what I want to share is a message of getting back to the things that bring us back to our source, the source of our existence, getting our minds, our body, our spirit, our soul. That's the one thing the enemy knows that will cut that connection off is a machine that can no longer function at full capacity. So every societal structure seems to be set up lately to destroy us piece, P-E-A-C-E, by piece, P-I-E-C-E. So destroying us in mind through pharmaceutical drugs, engineered food, through chemicals and toxins raining down from the sky, intentionally releasing these toxins into our water supplies. I don't know if anybody read about this, but the EPA, the BLM, intentionally spilling of arsenic and lead into the Animas River right here in Colorado a few weeks ago. And it was all designed. I mean, think of the wildlife that was killed. We're talking miles and miles of river that went all the way to, I believe, New Mexico or Arizona. It was all designed to secure a superfund. A superfund. It was all done for money. So you can't trust anybody. But you'll be able to read that on my blog. I'm going to have a link to that later. But honestly, I think the enemy seriously is seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm going to do everything in my power and use the tools he so graciously placed before me, however much time I have to do this. I want to feed the minds of those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, and that's what's really going on behind the scenes. Or I want people to understand what's going on behind the scenes in this gigantic theater, this fraud called government, but and every aspect of it. But I want people to understand you're not the property of the U.S. government. You never have been. You're not subjects. You're a free people if you choose to be. So exercise your God-given sovereignty until it hurts and then some. Do not stop challenging the system that has so cleverly and stealthily brainwashed us into thinking thinking that we're no more than worker bees for the hive. And that's a lie. From the medical system and specifically the pharmaceutical industry that is in large part killing our bodies and minds, so our educational system that's doing much of the same to our kids. So for those who have followed this segment, you're familiar with the subjects I've covered over the months. And for those who are fairly new to the show, which I know there's lots of them coming in, I would ask listeners to go back and refresh. Listen to the podcast. Read from the links I've posted from each show. All the news that has been covered on this show, especially now. Just take that first step if you have not already and begin to make the changes necessary to get healthy in body and spirit. And again, my blog, real quick, is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. That's where all the shows are. Because I want people to catch up, because from here on out, I'm going to go full bore. So I also want to thank Dave. Dave, thank you for having the forethought and the vision in putting this segment on the air. I've got so much good feedback. I mean, I think that you knew this information would be so crucial in putting together the best possible army of informed, self-powered citizens to stand firm, question authority, fight back to the best of their ability, and let God handle the really big stuff that's coming.
You're absolutely right, Katie. I had an inkling this would go. And this segment would be successful and popular. But this has wildly exceeded my expectations. I get so many questions about, what about this? When did I miss this? And when is this on? And I'm always referring people back to the archives, which we will publish every single week that Katie's on. And Katie, you also put it on your website, too. And let's go ahead and give that address out again one more time.
A lot of this information, well, actually all the links and all this information I do from every show is from the blog, theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. And tonight or tomorrow I'll have each show, you know, I have each show posted either Sunday night or Monday, and along with the podcast. But yeah, I'm getting great feedback too. And really nobody out there is doing this that I have heard. And this is an area of people's lives that they're really concerned about. And if what we're seeing before us, you know, is starting to follow through, or it's right around the corner, I mean, we have a responsibility to prepare our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our spirits for the tough times ahead. And they'll be tough indeed, but get your mind right with the truth about what time it is. Start to get healthy in order to endure the possible loss of the essentials we count on in getting healthy. I mean, you'll be able to stay ahead of the game. So get right with God. You know, the first thing I thought of was 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. I mean, I believe our prayers may provide more time, but we are definitely heading for extremely difficult days, no question. But I think God will provide, God will protect those who walk with him, hear him, and do what he tells them to do. And there's another scripture real quick. You know, when Jesus was in Matthew 24, he was talking about the end times and the seasons. And this is what Bob was referring to. And he says, now learn the lesson from the fig tree. As soon as the twig gets tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it's near. And he had just finished telling them, watch for the things of the end times, the wars and rumors of wars and all these things in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And then he says, you know that it is near right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. What generation is he talking about? He's talking about the generation that will see all these things. That's us, I believe. So educate yourself, your friends, your family. And even Joseph in Genesis 41 was wise enough to store 7 years of grain for the famine. So as Bob was saying, these people say, oh, well, God will provide for me, or, oh, this isn't going to happen for a while. Maybe it's not, but let's do it. And in terms of health, I mean, Bob's got the food and all that stuff. My focus is on people's health. And so many of the resource sites that I have posted on my blog, I would suggest you bookmark them, read through them every day, learn and glean from some of the most current information, such as legislative assaults on our health to new discoveries in alternative medicine. So keep in mind while studying up from these sites. So the truth is out there, and it's our job to break it out into the mainstream, which is exactly what our overlords don't want. So that kind of motivates me enough to do more. So just a few topics that we have covered on this show since January. Allergies cured by probiotics. There's a natural flu protocol. There was my health segment on frequency, vibration, essential oils. There was a show on...
That was my favorite.
That was
absolutely
part.
My favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was so... Yeah, and we tied it up at the very end. Part three was about how Jesus healed through pure physics because he discovered physics. He is physics. The universe is physics. It's not rocket science. It's God. But that was pretty fun. We've done shows on CBD oil, which is hemp oil, cannabis, the hemp oil miracle medicine. We've done shows on GMO, Monsanto, its hold on the food industry, companies that provide GMO-free foods and ways to support them. There's links to that. So there's news and information, and then there's proactive things you can do, like supporting these companies. We've done extensive coverage on the deadly effects of vaccines, big pharma, coming legislation of mandatory vaccines, with the bioresonance testing, FCT energy testing, how emotional baggage may sabotage your health, the unhealthy ingredients in processed foods, drugs that promote heart failure, the dangers of root canals, and then how the FDA is destroying, I know this one well, how the FDA is destroying the alternative, trying to destroy the alternative medical industry. We've done shows on how food and diet can change your behavior and change your brain chemistry, diet and cleansing. And this is the kind of thing, the diet and cleansing, that was the June 28th on my blog. That's the foundation to changing your health. So if you have any diseases, if you have any illnesses, if you have issues, I've given very basic, very simple instructions on how to start from the ground floor up, get yourself as healthy as possible in the days to come. How the TPP is destroying what's left of our health care. Just recently we read off the hundreds of side effects of just three top pharmaceutical drugs. That was my favorite show too. How essential oils kill cancers and pathogens, which I'm not supposed to say, except that I read it from a government research site. information you're not supposed to know. The AMA is trying to gag alternative doctors and how these doctors are turning up dead. We did a show on that.
Yeah, I was going to say they're not just gagging them, they're choking them to death.
They're choking them to death and shooting them in the chest and throwing them in rivers. How your politicians are selling out your health for the almighty dollar through legislation that robs you of your personal liberties and endangers your health. These are just some of the shows we've done in the short 8 months we've been on. So I'm encouraging the listeners to use the resources, discern what's applicable for you to make those changes, and get grounded right now while you still can in good overall health before the battle begins. There's also some sites on my blog about, healthgrades.com, finding an alternative physician, questioning them, interviewing them. I mean, when we call plumbers or we have mechanics, we always kind of check around and see who's the best one. We don't do that with doctors. Let's start doing that. Let's find out what their approach is, what their protocols are, what's their bedside manner. They're not gods. They're just people who've studied a specific area of life. But what I want to do is, as Bob said, he's his own physician for the most part now. I've said this before, if I break a leg, if I rupture a spleen, get me a hospital. But for 90% of my healthcare needs and my wellness needs, staying well and staying healthy, I can do that myself by researching. We have the internet. What is it, goodgopher.com that I'm going to plug, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for Mike Adams.
Yeah,
new,
no more Google.
Search engine. Yeah, no more Google.
No more Google. Google is not a verb. So goodgopher.com. And get on there and just type in the issue you're dealing with the words alternative or natural remedy, and start learning about the disease, learning about how the human body functions. And if you have a symptom, what brought that about? Was it B, C, or D? Maybe there was something underlying that brought that about. This is how I learned how to do all this. You know, it's easy. The information is out there. So this show is sort of a recap of where we've come from at this point, and I'm planning to keep exposing the fraud as long as we have, and as the weeks progress, provide even more in-depth, practical health news so more and more people can move away from the corrupt medical establishment and learn more about how real health and healing takes place. We have so much power within us. We don't have the time many times, but that's not an excuse, because if you don't have your health, who cares about time? Who cares about your job? I mean, the kids need you. Our families need us. That should be our number one priority, is the temple God gave us. But we always set it aside because we assume it's going to be working, we assume it's going to function, and then we can go to a doctor and he'll give us something that will suppress the symptoms. But the disease within us still continues to progress. My whole approach is holistic. Get back to the basics. I want to do a show. I was talking to a woman the other day, Sue Ann, and she was telling me about some things they do on her farm that have been known for decades. Our ancestors used it. I think she said they pick up black chestnuts from the property. They soak them in vodka. Dave, keep your hands off them. They soak them in vodka, and then they crush them and feed them to their sheep, and it keeps parasites from internally. These are things that our grandparents, our great-great-grandparents knew of, these old remedies. I'm going to do a show on these old remedies of things, because as Bob was saying, and we all know that it's coming, when we don't have electricity, we don't have the internet, we don't have access to information, we'll want a book that we've put together, we've compiled, of these home remedies. So one last thing I wanted to say, my natural remedy tool of choice, there are many, many things out there, but my natural remedy tool of choice is essential oils. That's my foundational protocol, and I use it. I know it. I love it. It's my expertise. I can't make diagnosis for you, but I can direct you to resources that'll help you learn about the healing power of these amazing essential oils. And if you want to set up a mini home hospital, a medicine cabinet, we can do that, and it's easy. So the FDA has finally caught up with my website, and I've been forced to strip all reference to the healing power properties of essential oils, unfortunately. And all the links to the company I represent have been stripped. So you will have to sign a contact form from my website to get a hold of me if you want to learn more. So my apologies for that inconvenience.
What is it exactly they have to do, Katie?
They have to go on my website and send me an email or call me, and I'll give that information in just a sec. They have to actually contact me, and then I have to give them the information. I can't do a direct link now. So they're but the amazing thing is, the more they do this, the bigger this gets. Because people are upset about it, and it's drawing
attention to it. Katie, I want to interrupt you here. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure I got this right. If they wanted to contact you to get some Vioxx that killed over 100,000 Americans, would they have to sign a form?
No, that's what I thought.
So they only are preventing people from taking stuff that is actually good for them with no side effects, but the pharmaceuticals like Merck and all the other death industries do not have to abide by the same regulation that's being placed on you.
No, they can just go down to their doctor, and their doctor tears a little piece of paper off and writes it, and they can go to, no problem, go to the Walmart, Walgreens, get it filled. No.
Okay.
But I'm looking at the positive side of this. This is actually making people more curious, and they're pushing through. And that's the whole thing. A large majority of the public can make a difference. So I had people email me and say, you know what, just because of the FDA, I'm going to get some essential oils to support you in the show. So if they go to my website, familyessentialshop.com, or they go to the About page on the Common Sense Show, they can find my contact information. And I want to let people know, I want to help you jumpstart. If essential oils is your thing, there's a specific kit you can get. It's the Jumpstart Home Medicine Cabinet. With those kits, I'm sending you a free copy of the Comprehensive Oils Guide. In this book is everything you'll ever want to know about oils. Every home should have it. Plus, it's not on the internet. If the internet goes down, you've got a hard copy of it. It's there. I'm encouraging people to get hard copies of everything. Call 720-630-3111. 720-630-3111. Contact me. I'll help you set it all up. Okay,
very good, Katie. Great timing as we go into the break. We'll come out on the other side after a word from these sponsors, and we'll be joined by my friend and fellow co-host on the news, Jim White. I want to talk to you about my friend Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals. We're hearing an increasing, incessant, obsessive amount of chatter with regard to the crashing economy. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. This is not fear-mongering. God, I hate that term. This is just a matter of you better get prepared. What you're carrying around in your wallet, it's going to be good for burning in your fireplace this next winter. It's not going to be good for much else. You need to convert your assets across a whole wide variety and have a diversified portfolio. And everyone should include precious metals. Did you see what's happened to the price of gold? Why everything else is crashing around us, and we're going to be joined by Joseph Meyer in the last hour to talk about this, gold is going up in price. And I'd recommend that you give my friend Steve Quayle a call tomorrow. He'll work with you on your budget. His number is 406-586-4842, 406-586-4842. And as Steve says, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Don't waste your time on the certificates. 406-586-4842. And I just want to remind everybody, and Jim and I are going to be talking about this here in just a moment, that our news segment we call Red List News, and it's on the website every day. We have a YouTube channel. We have a website. You're going to find out all about that. Well, Before It's News is going to be the sponsor. We're in the process of working out the technical issues, and we're really excited to bring it to you, and we'll tell you all about it when we come out of the break. And again, those of you who have emailed me during the break, I appreciate that. And if you say, I want to get a hold of Bob, I heard someone talk about some of these products. Well, again, his website is readymaderesources.com, and you can give him a call in the morning at 1-800-627-3809, and Bob is in the Eastern time zone. And then finally, you're going to need food. You know, don't be sorry tomorrow for what you didn't do today. And you're going to need to go out and get food, and you're going to have a way to hide some of it, and you need to get a variety of food because you know how kids can be, and everybody should have at least 2 years' worth of food. And for my food choices, I go with foodforliberty.com. And the way that you can go up and look at their fine product line, go to foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Again, that's foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, we are now in our segment where we have Jim White. I'm so excited to bring this to you. And don't forget, in the third hour, we'll be joined by economist Joseph Myers. Boy, Jim, thanks for joining us. And, I don't know how long you've been involved in trying to wake people up, Jim, but in the, 10 or so years I've been doing this, this is the craziest time I've ever seen.
Well, Dave, you're quite right. Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's great to have your friendship. It's great that you and I are doing Red List News. I think it's coming across. It's playing very well to people. I think they like the fact that it's sort of pithy. It doesn't take up a lot of time to listen to, and we kind of get to the point. I've been trying to wake people up for just about 10 years myself. And I was the kind of person that was, I worked at, you know, at a regular large corporation, sat in a cube. And I was the kind of, I was that guy that was, the one that grumbled at work and tried to wake up his fellow coworkers. And of course, I've been laughed at and ridiculed and, laughed it in my face. I'm crazy man, conspiracy theory nut. You've been called all those names too, I'm sure, in spades. And, it was one of those things where I got to the point where I decided that no one around this general area here really cares very much. They just want to come and get a paycheck. And so I said, I need to expand my audience. So I decided to just start doing it. This is one of those things where I don't really have any background, any experience in radio, video, any of that type of stuff, Dave. It's just, I just had a motivation to make a better country for my children. And, there you have it. You're right. This is, what you see happening now is a lot of the stuff that guys like you and I have been talking about. The signs, the warning signs, and the writing is certainly on the wall. We see the stock market crash, but it certainly has taken a hit here lately. This is a worldwide phenomenon. This is not just a U.S. stock market thing. We've got ISIS incursions apparently in all 50 states. FBI can't really control, in their own words, they can't really control the immigration population and possibly do the background checks necessary. There's just too many of them coming in. So there's a lot of criminal elements, I think, coming across. A lot of them are good people, don't get me wrong. Dave, this world is really, and America especially, what's right is wrong, what's wrong is right. Everything seems to be sort of upside down, my brother.
Well, it really is, and I think the biggest change that I see, the world's gone through and survived economic collapse. The world has survived wars. But I can't even remember a time from the history books in the most depraved days of ancient Rome when we see the perversion that's going on in American society. Bob Griswold, the first hour, mentioned about the fetal body parts being sold, the jokes being made on camera by the Satanists from Planned Parenthood. I can't remember a time like that. And we're also seeing from groups like NAMBLA, which their moniker phrase is sex before eight or it's too late, where they're advocating legalizing pedophilia, and where we actually thought gay marriage would never happen. We're now seeing these encroachments come in, and I will tell you, if we have enough Obamas running this country, we will see the legalization of pedophilia. You can mark it down and take it to the bank that's collapsed. It's going to happen.
Well,
and then, Jim, you got the transgender thing. Yeah, listen, I don't care what people do to their bodies. Tattoo them up, change your sex, I don't care. I don't need to see a parade. I don't need to hear your literature, your whining in the media. Just live your life. Live your life like I do. I'm not walking out in a straight pride parade. I don't believe in that nonsense. Live your life and do what you do behind closed doors. And we all answer for our shortcomings in front of the Almighty when our days are over. you know, it doesn't bother me, but when you start talking about putting your hands on our children, that's where a lot of us are going to draw the line, don't you think, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two friends that will go with me on that, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson.
Indeed, my friend, along with Mr. Ruger. You know, here's Dave. Let me get to the crux of the problem here. You know, I don't want to sound too preachy, but what it comes down to is, you know, this is what happens to all these people that wanted God out of society and some moral compass, you know, whether you believe in God or not. You know, the sort of the religious movement at least gave the nation some sort of a moral compass that they could rely on. Well, now you see that moral compass is broken. It just doesn't work. They've thrown it out the window. And this is what happens. This is what you get when man is left to his own devices. It's always been that way, and it always will be that way. You know, I'm certainly not an anti-humanist. I mean, I love people. I love the human race. There's many talented, wonderful, you know, people that I come in contact with all the time. But there are a lot of bad apples out there, Dave, that you know, and we know, we talk about Hillary Clinton, we talk about Barack Obama and Boehner, and you can name it, go down the list. But we really don't battle against flesh and blood. We really do. It really is a spiritual battle. And I know, Dave, you have spiritual underpinnings, and you know what I'm saying, you know, talking about when I say that. But this is almost, it's not really an individual evil thing. It's almost like a spirit of evil, almost like a force of evil that we're up against. Because, you know, it's in every single institution and every area of society, you know, and it's ubiquitous, I think is the word I'm looking for. So, yeah, you know, we need to do some things in this nation. We may need to make some hard choices. And, you know, we need to realize that man can't run things as well as maybe we thought. Now, here's another thing, Dave, we haven't even talked about, and perhaps we will. But this whole radiation thing, this whole Fukushima thing is just disastrous. I mean, I just touched on it. We touched on it, I think, on the news broadcast here a couple of days ago. But this whole, I mean, there is still radioactive water spewing into the ocean as we speak. It's still just, it's flowing right into there. And, I mean, this is not some small matter. I mean, this is, we talk about the plant life and the marine life that's dying all across the shorelines, all around the world, literally. You know, not to mention, Dave, I think you reported 104, I think you said 104 nuclear power plants. We have some sort of a long-term EMP attack or some sort of a power outage for any period of time. We're going to have 104 Fukushimas right here in the United States.
So, yeah, kind of explains why the elite are going underground, doesn't it?
Well, one would think, yeah, that's another whole point that we could, you know, there's people right here that, and I certainly won't mention any names, but there are people right here in this very valley that I live in, the Finite Valley. There are, I want to say, 10 or 11 billionaires with a B that live in this out of 90,000 people, which is a pretty high percentage. But there are at least three of them that I know of that have 10,000 square foot impregnable underground bunkers that the steel blast doors are, you know, 10, 12 feet thick. They can literally take a nuclear blast. So, yeah, these they are the elite. They know, of course, what's going on ahead of time, and they are prepared. You know, they're either going underground or they're buying islands way off the beaten path where, you know, no mere mortal could possibly make it there without you know, on their own. So yeah, it's something's going on, Dave. You know, I think they can. You know, they can keep things going for a period of time. As a matter of fact, now even longer than I had really originally anticipated. I didn't really think they could keep the game going this long, but they've managed to. And, you know, I don't know, Dave, if anybody's going to stop them anytime soon. I mean, what say you?
You know, you got to wonder when their bag of tricks is going to run out. That's the bottom line. You know, and I hearken back to helicopter Ben Bernanke, when he actually said to the media, well, if we run into more trouble, we'll just drop cash from helicopters. You know, eventually the sleight of hand is going to run out. And he said something about doing this work because of the children, which have no future. Let me make a parallel here in history. You had, what, 12 years of depression? 7 million Americans estimated starved to death. Imagine being a kid growing up in those circumstances. And then if you're a young male or a female who would lose a young male that you love, dad, husband, brother, cousin, You had World War II. So you effectively had 16 years of hell. And I think when it's all said and done with what's coming, I think the planet would settle for 16 years of hell compared to what's coming, because I don't think it's coming back. And what did I read today, Jim? I think I read something around the lines, 400 of the wealthiest people in the country lost $282 billion. Well, what do the rich do when they lose that much money? They go to war. That's what's coming, Jim.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I think James Rickards talked about that in his book. There's been some chatter about James Rickards. I know he does some work still for the government and everything, but he did come out in his book Currency Wars, and he talked about that very thing, you know, that they're going to come out with, you know, fighting wars. Currency wars is the first thing, and then fighting wars are next. You know, Dave, it's again, you know, without really taking it here too spiritually, you know, you kind of wonder. I mean, we've all heard about it, whether you believe it, like I said, whether you believe in that stuff or not. You've all heard about the end times. There's been plenty of movies out and everything about like that. And, you know, what makes you wonder, you know, is that the times we're facing? I don't necessarily think we're facing those end times, so to speak, but we are certainly facing some dark times. And, you know, this is not unusual throughout history. I don't know, like you said, with as technologically advanced as we are now, I think, you know, especially when you take that nuclear power plants into the equation, and, you know, I'm pretty convinced, regardless of whatever happens, there's going to be some sort of a power outage or grid down thing involved with it, either by false flag or by legitimate solar flare. I don't know. And, you know, the sad fact is, Dave, that, you know, I think they figured that they could actually protect all of the power infrastructure for just under $3 billion with a B. Now, that doesn't seem like very much money compared to how much money we send overseas and how much money we... there's a laundry list of things we could certainly include in that list as far as how much money we waste. But, you know, for $3 billion, we could protect our whole infrastructure. Because, you know, Dave, we're at the point where we're so tied in to the Borg... To the electronic morass that we find ourselves in. I mean, we wouldn't even be able to do this show without that. When that goes down, I really think that there's going to be certain people that will have no idea even how to operate, how to act. They won't even know what to do. So yeah, I mean, it's not so much the government that concerns me, as it's the people that are not prepared, the people that just, you know, go through life in blissful ignorance and thinking that the government's going to take care of everything. Those are the ones, I think, when things go bad, those are going to be the ones you have to keep your eye on.
No, I think you're right. And the cognitive dissonance crowd, as I like to call them. In fact, Bob Griswold made mention of that during the first hour when he said that, you know, people think because it hasn't happened before, it won't happen in the future. Those are the people that you really have to worry about. Let me just give you one thing, people out there in the audience, to pay attention to when you're driving around. Drive by old shopping malls as you go by them, the ones that are closed, like the strip malls, strip centers, and we still see a lot of remnants of that from the crash of 2008. And look at the retrofits they're putting on there. I literally have been sent over 100 pictures from around the country. This is from just people that are paying attention. I think it's only a small sample size of what's going on. And they're retrofitting what looks like guard towers on them. And why would you do that on a mall that's closed or scaled down, or the anchor store has moved out? Why would you engage in just nonsense that does nothing for aesthetic appeal, that does nothing to enhance your sales revenue, and particularly in some areas where the malls are closed? The only question I have, are these designed to keep people in or to keep others out? Jim, at one time I would have said it's kind of the FEMA camp mentality. It's designed to keep people in. But with what I know now that we're facing, the Red Dawn and the different ways that we can be invaded, the way we've already been infiltrated, excuse me, by paramilitary forces from Central America, such as ISIS, such as MS-13. And when you're talking about those two groups, you're talking about hardcore Muslim radical terrorist groups like Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, and Hamas. So when we talk about these things, they're already here. So we're going to keep people out or keep people in. Jim, that's just one thing that's going on in the country that I just think is bizarre. And try to go to a sporting event. I don't know if you tried to go to a sporting event recently, but it's as bad as going to the damn airport and trying to walk through a TSA kind of deal. It's nonsense. I mean, they're militarizing every part of our life. They're turning the country into one big FEMA camp.
Well, yeah, it's all a big reservation. You know, unfortunately here, Dave, we don't have many major sports teams in Northwest Montana. So, no, I have not been to a ball game recently, but I understand. I feel you, man. Now, and here's another thing, too, that based upon the same conversation you just had, the same topic you just covered about keeping people in, I would encourage everybody, because I know how it was in my neighborhood, go by your local high school, and most of them have those barbed wire fences around the field, the athletic field. Now, the ones where I came from in my neighborhood, they were facing to the point where they were keeping people in. Now, you would think that they would face to the point where you would keep people out. You wouldn't want people coming in and wrecking the track or otherwise vandalizing the sports facility. So you would have the barbed wire to the point where they couldn't crawl over it. Well, the barbed wire at that school was turned in the other way, so they want to keep people from leaving that facility. And I submit to you, people out there, if you go look at your local high school, if perhaps there's one in your neighborhood, perhaps there's one around the block, I encourage you to check it, because I've seen multiple high schools that have that very same configuration where the barbed wire is facing in to keep people sort of contained in the athletic field. Do you know what I'm saying, Dave? Have you seen those very same?
I have.
You work at a school, so you know where I'm coming from.
I have. I'm on multiple campuses, but I will tell you that we're seeing an increased militarization around schools. You see prison-type fencing. People say, well, the vandals and this. Listen, we've never had these fences around school. I mean, how did schools survive before? And then, you know, I published some, like at Regis Jesuit High School in Southwest Metropolitan Denver. You should see what they have on that school out there on Parker Road. They got a guard tower that makes it look like it's Leavenworth. And then you got this school in Queens. I published this. I mean, it looks like a prison, and I found out it was an honor school. Honor school? What are they training? What's their curriculum? Prison Guard 101? I mean, it was unbelievable. If you go into my website in the search engine and just put schools to prisons, you'll come across some of these pictures, and they're just mind-boggling. And thanks to everybody out there that sends me this stuff, because I wouldn't have the resources and the time to go out there and find all that I'm finding with the increased militarization. They know it's coming. They got to lock it down, because they know the war is going to be here soon. They got to put us into martial law so we can't rebel, so we can't say, hell no, we won't go. And they're going to use our kids as cannon fodder in the Third World War. And you heard Bob Griswold talk about the flashpoints. Bob and I did pre-record today for our news item that's going out tomorrow on Red List News. And I covered 5 flashpoints for World War III. And I probably could have come up with 50. But there are 5 really big ones. This is what they want to do with your kids. And yet, people will just tune in, and they want their rush of fear, get their adrenaline high like a junkie, and they go back to sleep. Folks, we need to speak out in mass. We need to be contacting our representatives. Yes, it's lost. Congress is lost. The president's lost. But they need to know we're here. We need to make them afraid of us. Democracy only works when the people are making the government officials fearful. Well, Jim, let's talk about our news show, a little bit about the construction of it, because we don't hit people with 50 items, do we?
No. And I was just going to say, you know, it's those topics that you just talked about and more that we had decided to start the Red List News. You know, a little bit of history, the way it came about is, I think, Dave, only about 6 or 8 weeks ago, you know, you and I talk on the phone frequently, and you started talking about some stories that you had, and I said, you know something, that would make a pretty good video. You know, let's do some video. And I think we put together 3 or 4 videos of some of the articles and stuff, sort of a companion videos, and those, I think, went over very well. We got a lot of good feedback from that. So, you know, we put our heads together, and I think we decided that, you know, some format like the Red List News would be beneficial, because it's a quick hitter. It's always been under 20 minutes. Now that may change at some point. I don't know. as you said, when we go and start working with Before It's News, I don't know exactly, and maybe you don't either, what's going to exactly happen with the format. But I'm sure you know, probably definitely be under 30 minutes. Three or four stories a piece, usually three. We have a going deep story that typically is the biggest story of the day that we, you know, Dave and I are going to start really both covering the going deep story. And then we each have two additional stories. And, yeah, you know, Dave, I've got a lot of great feedback from people. You know, I actually had someone call me and say, you know, I suffer from ADD and I can't listen to an hour, but you guys, 12, 15, 18 minutes, that's perfect for me. That's great. So, yeah, we're getting a lot of great feedback. And, you know, I just encourage anybody out there that hasn't had a chance to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, just go to redlistnews.com, very easy, redlistnews.com, and all of our previous podcasts are posted right there. It's a very simple format. I didn't make the website very difficult. It's very simple. You log on, and you can watch and listen to the podcast. It's like right there in front of you. So I encourage everybody to go out there and, you know, if you're interested in that sort of thing, please give it a try and see if you like it. I'm excited about it, Dave. I really am.
Well, I am too. And just, with all that's happening, Jim, and I only have a weekly show, and I don't have time to do a show 5 days a week, much less 7 days a week. I wanted to have a way where I could reach people with important news as it's occurring and not have to wait up to 6 days until I come on the air and tell people about what I know, because by that time, that news could be history. So what I really wanted to do was to do a daily news show, and I started conversations with Chris Kitsky and Mike Roach, and they're the guys that run Before It's News, and they like the idea. And typically our show, what do we average, Jim, on that? Typically, what, 10, 12, 15 minutes?
About 12, 13 minutes, yeah, somewhere in that range, 12, 13 minutes, give or take, yeah, right around there.
Yeah, and it's we try to make it fast-paced. We're going to eventually overlay it with video. That's phase two, so people that are really ADHD can focus in on the video. So, but right now it's a straight news broadcast, but we will be adding video in the somewhat near future. I'm actually working with some of the technical people this week over Before It's News as we make that happen. And you can always find it, too, not just on Red List News, but we're going to put it everywhere. We have a YouTube channel. We have our websites we're going to put them on. So we're going to really try to make this circulate and make it go because, quite frankly, I don't think there's anything else out there quite like it right now that's that short that can cover that much material in a short time. And that's our objective, is you don't have time to sit down and listen to a three-hour show that day, and there's a lot of good ones. This is really the way to get kind of a cross-section of what's going on in a short amount of time.
No, indeed, you are correct. And, you know, the timing on the show, I think is key. You know, I think that, like you said, I think sort of keeping it pithy, keeping it real, you know, keeping it, we try to go, another point you just made, we try to go across, you know, we'll talk about a World War III story, and then we'll jump in with an economy story, and then we may talk about a social story. So we don't really plan it that way, but I mean, we do end up sort of covering, not a wide variety of topics in 10, 12 minutes, but at least a decent cross section, you know, and,
exactly.
if you don't have a chance to, and there's, like you said, there's a lot of great websites out there, and I visit many of them. But if you don't have time to sit down and blast through a bunch of websites to follow news, and you got 10, 12 minutes, you know, we have the podcast that we upload. You can go to iTunes. If you just go to iTunes and type in Red List News for the podcast, you can download our podcast and subscribe to it. It can get downloaded right to your iPhone. And another thing I'm going to be doing, Dave, as well, and we've talked about this. I did this with Mike Adams, I think, after episode 3. There are going to be certain times. I have a little bit more availability, I think, than Dave does because of our schedules. But there's going to be time, if there's big news breaking, you know, I'll do the follow-up or like an addendum interview if I can get a hold of the person and get him on the line. I'll do a follow-up interview like I did with Mike Adams. So we won't be doing any interviews per se on the actual news program because it is a hard news program. But there are going to be times when we'll be able to do addendum and follow-up interviews with people and subjects about those news programs, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense, and it's exactly what we plan to do. And this is really the supplement we wanted, because I've tried to reserve as much time as I can on this show for the quality guests. I mean, there are people that contact me that want to come on this show, and because it's only a weekly show, I just don't have the time to get them all on. But on the news, I might be able to report on their work. You know, let me give the audience an example we're talking about, and I may defer to you on this too, but my favorite social story of the week that we covered, it's shocking, it's unbelievable, and it speaks to the fact that you should probably be off Facebook. But right now, there is a new invention, and Facebook just patented it, and they have the ability to form an aggregate of the credit score of all your friends on Facebook. No, get this. Credit.com says this could be a legitimate way for a lender to determine whether or not you should get a home mortgage or a car loan. And I'm not kidding, folks. This is serious. This is getting real legs. In fact, actually, this was reported on one of our local TV stations here in the Phoenix area last week. They want to judge your creditworthiness by your Facebook friends. And Facebook is going to be doing what they're doing to report on the credit. This is unbelievable. But they have the technology. Now, the only silver lining here was some lawyers think that the Equal Rights Amendment says, can't do it, won't do it, not going to do it. Well, anyway, Jim, we're just about out of time here, and I kind of talked our way right up to the break, and I apologize for that. But we're looking at the Red List News. We're going to post it every day, and we hope people will come and partake. And we're going to try to get a comment board on there as well. But look for it soon on Before It's News, as well as redlistnews.com. And Jim, you've got a radio show too, so before we let you go, tell people how they can listen.
Well, Liberty Brothers Radio Show. It's the Liberty Brothers Radio Show, and I'll be starting my own podcast here. I'm just waiting to move over to a different location where it's more accommodating for me to do my podcast. And I'll be doing Learning for Liberty podcast here coming up, I hope in about a week or 10 days. And in that podcast, I'll be having guests and stuff like I used to
exactly
every day on the Liberty Brothers. So.
Well, you hear that music, and you know what that means, my friend. We got to scoot. Thanks for joining us, Jim, and I'll see you tomorrow on the news. And everybody else, we'll be back for hour number 3 with famed economist Joseph Meyer.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.